Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Rain, a soaking rain Tuesday, but a high of 50, and we may see a few inches of snow accumulation Wednesday with a wintry mix and a high of 38.
WRCO Radio is proud to bring you State Wrestling 2025 action. This year's wrestling tournament coverage is sponsored by Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, Cardinal Glass CG, Meister Log Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Ash Creek Plumbing and Heating, Classic Auto Body, Ring Brothers, Sunshine and Giggles, Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Chicken Ridge Farms, Riverdale Ag Supply, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Larson Paint and Collision, Brouhaha Roasters, All American Do It Center, Osborne Stump Removal, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Dairyland Transportation, Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, and Nelson Agri Center.
Good morning and welcome to the Kohl Center, day number 3, session number 4 at the Individual State Wrestling Tournament. It's the 82nd annual event for the boys and the 4th for the girls, third time they've combined their tournament with the boys. And right now we are in the wrestleback round consolation bracket. The winners of these matches, all three divisions for the boys and the girls matches, are taking place on mat 3 and 4 as we view from our perspective. The winners will go on to wrestle for fifth place immediately following, and the losers will have their tournament come to a close in this particular round. David Wormand is with me. And right now, our focus will be on a freshman from Fenimore named Carson Bassett. And he is wrestling on mat number 5 and has a 3-0 lead right now. David, want to pick up on that? We can tell you that Jaron Grimslet of North Crawford Seneca, a senior, will wrestle shortly on mat number 8.
All right. Carson's match here, he is facing a junior, Parker Owens. Owens' record of 38-10, as Bill mentioned. Carson's got the early lead. Now he's got that up to 6-0. Adding some near fall here. 1 minute to go in the second period. These matches here are also 1-2-2. They're all consolation matches. So the first period goes by pretty quick. But we have a stoppage here for potential danger. But the near fall, Bassett's lead goes to 9-0.
Fenimore has five wrestlers here with the state tournament. Four of them have a chance to play. Senior Nathan Blasky bowed out of the tournament last night in the consolation round.
Continuing here, we're down to 40 seconds, still with a 9-0 lead. Bassett's in control. He's working the top side there with a crossface now. Looking for a cradle, it looks like he's over the top, through the leg, trying to lock his hand. It's on my Division 3 bracket here, but I got to get Division 2 as Fenimore this year moved up to Division 2. Some of you out there may not realize that, but they have moved up to 2. Last couple seconds here, and we're going to end the second period with a 9-0 lead. Carson Bassett of Fenimore, the freshman, is in total control of this. Third period will start with Bassett at the top position, Owens at the bottom position. Good tight ride there as he's trying to look for a breakdown. Right across, now he's working the wrist here as Owens is struggling to just maintain his base, and that flattens him right out. Got the leg right, trying to get those hips to turn. Official is encouraging the bottom man to get some movement. That's a tough on top. Richard Gold, start face, working on the leg, kicking the ankle, flat the back out. Just over a minute to go, still with a 90-0 lead in control there. As Owens is not able to get anything going off the bottom. Bassett continues with that leg rise, picks that ankle again and flattens him out. Now he's got the one hip down on the mat. If he can get that other one to flop over, he's with the near fall. Owens does a good job of keeping to his belly. Seconds to go in the match. Winner of this match will move on to the fifth place match later on. The loser will be out of the tournament. Under 30 now, still 9-0. Owens just not able to get anything going on the bottom as Carson Bassett is pretty tough on top here. Now he locks up a cradle. He can lose it. Flattens back out, Owens. And there's the match, 9-0 victory for Carson Bassett for Fenton. Well, Carson Bassett will place here at stage as a freshman. He'll be in the fifth place match a bit later on this morning or early afternoon, depending on when that round gets underway. Carson Bassett of Fenimore. We don't have a final score, but it was announced that Mr. Obermuller from Glenwood City was the winner, and that means that Will Obermuller of Glenwood City defeated William Cradiville of Lancaster, and Cradiville's tournament comes to close. The 106-pound Division III matchup. Looking for Jaron Grimswood of Northrop Seneca, and David, he's on mat number 8. That match has just begun. He goes against Weiler of Auburndale.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that match. We just started in here, and both guys are in a collar tie. Matt Chase. Grimswood, the senior, looking to get in a placement match here if he can get a victory. Got a good freshman, Carson Weiler from Auburndale. Weiler does come through there, and he's going to get the takedown. Right before the whistle, he got the takedown, so Weiler will take a 3-0 lead. So we'll have to watch Matt 6 as Ethan Haiti is on step. We'll start the second period here, and Grimson will be going to take the top side. He'll be in the top side of the new referee position. Weiler comes to his feet, and Grimson cuts him loose. Goes right after the legs, and they go out of bounds. Grimson hustles right back to the center circle. Down by 3.
Feels like us hustling right back here to Press Row this morning. Only a little bit faster.
We had a little further to go, too.
And had stairs to climb.
Yeah. With the escape, it makes it a 4-0 lead for Weiler. They again go off the edge of the mat, work their way back to center. 1:33 to go in the second period. A rushing arm tie by Weiler. Grimswood is trying to circle out of that. There he backs out of that, able to regroup. Guy's in a collar tie. There's the attempt from Grimswood. And the reshot by Weiler to get the takedown gets 3. He's going to go up 7-0. Tough freshman here that the senior is wrestling. Freshman from Auburndale. 47-12. And Grimsley, as I said, is a senior, 49-9. Now Grimsley's giving up some near fall points. Seconds to go in the second period. Counting near fall again. Grimsley is just battling to stay on his stomach. There's the four-point near fall. He's going to make it 11-0 with 15 seconds to go in the second period. We got blood time for Grimsley.
Keeping our eyes open for Ethan Hady. He is on deck on mat number 6. And also a young lady with ties to the Muscadet community, Brooke Williamson of Kettle Moraine, is on deck on mat 3. So we'll hope to do a bit of her match.
Number 4, something for Dakota Hady. Her opponent from the Colony
still working on the cleanup over there. Now they're working their way back to the circle. Darren Grisley's got a tough road here. He's down 11-0. He's got 14 seconds in the second period to try to score here. Got to try to score something here. Shooting through there. He's nearly getting a reversal. And no reversal, close, but it's going to stay 11-0 in favor of Carson Weiler. Weiler's going to start the third period in the down position. Grimsley in the top. And Grimsley goes right to that coffee grinder, flattens him out, trying to hook up an arm bar. Likes to run that arm bar. He's doing that earlier in the tournament. So that left side there, good pressure, good tight weight drive. Got him flattened out. Got to get him turned now. Not able to get that body turned. Can't get a good penny combination. He's battling to get that arm bar, but Weiler's just making it tough. Now Weiler's able to come up to the feet, but they're going to run off the edge of the mat. Now 1:20 on the clock, down by 11 is Grimsley. He's got a good tight waist here. He's got to get some sort of a pinning combination.
We need a coach from Wyoming of Fremont to the control table, please. Wyoming of Fremont to the control table.
Good job riding, but he's not scoring any points here. We're putting pressure on Weiler, but just not able to get a turn. And the snowplow there trying to get some cradle or something, maybe.
Brooke Williamson is on the mat for Kettle Moraine. She is a sophomore with a record of 32-6. I mentioned ties to the Muscadet area, more specifically Blue River, and she is the great niece of Steve Williamson, I have discovered. Steve, a long time WIAA wrestling official, and still is connected to the sport of wrestling whenever he gets the opportunity. This is his great niece, and he was called her great whether she was or not. She is on a mat number 3 against Megan Schuneman of Plymouth, a junior with a record of 27-7. Second period just underway. It is scoreless right now. Brooke Williamson of Kettle Moraine. She is a sophomore.
And we have a final now for Franklin as he is defeated by a score of 11-0.
What a nice wrestling career for North Crawford Seneca for Darren Grimsley, two-time state qualifier. Just fell one mat shy of placing here as a senior. Still scoreless in the Brooke Williamson match, but Ethan Hady is out there now on mat number 6. Dave, if you want to pick up on that, I'll keep my eye on Brooke Williamson.
All right, just into this match here. Got 10 seconds to go, 0-0. And luckily, I thought the clock ran out, but it did not. still no takedown. As Ethan almost gave up the takedown. Now they're going to call the clock, so there's no score. Good thing it's only a one-minute period.
Still no score with Brooke Williamson. She has 45 seconds to go in the second period and trailing, or excuse me, clock is running, but she is locked in a 0-0 match with Megan Schuneman of Plymouth.
They start neutral here for the second period of Ethan Hades' match. Ethan is facing a sophomore from Lodi, Briar Cave. There's a nice shot for Ethan. Down in on a double leg. He's stuck between the legs of his opponent. His opponent is draped over the top, reaching down for his ankles, making a tough scramble here. Got to battle through this and take advantage of this takedown.
Battling on that number one for Greensboro against Kane Parrish against Oliver Larson.
Haiti is 1:16 to go in the second period. Ethan had a nice win last night, 7-0. A good bash here. Both wrestlers were trying to advance and nothing happening here as they haven't called a stalemate. We are under a minute to go now.
And two scoreless periods. Well, I haven't seen that very often in this tournament.
No.
3 days, but Brooke Williamson of Kettle Moraine has the up spot. That's where she wanted to be for the third period, which is underway in a scoreless match there. Cade Parrish of Reedsburg is also out there, and Matt won. And we'll keep an eye on that one as well.
Yeah, we're back to neutral here as both guys in the same position they were before they stopped it for a stalemate. As Kays, we are going to have a stalemate, yep. 24 seconds still in the second period, 0-0. Both guys are getting some good shots in, just not able to finish. Now Ethan's got him on his backside. He's got to bust that hand lock here, pop his head out, maybe reach around the waist. Trying to step up and hook that leg. He's just not quite able to. And we are going to have the stalemate again. The 6 seconds still in the second period.
Brooke Williamson chose the up position. Had a cradle in for a bit, David. Not able to get any points out of it. That match is still scoreless. Under a minute in period three.
We're going to start the third period of Ethan's match. He'll take down. Now he's got to work to his feet here. Score his points. Tripod's up. Drops to the leg and does a standing switch. Doesn't quite have the reversal yet. If you block that head, push it. Trying to cut the corner. There he got it. Now he got the two reversal. Don't give up the reversal back. We're going to have blood time. Good time for blood time. Ethan was starting to lose that that 2 point reversal.
There's the first point in the match. They come from Megan Shaneman. She was able to get a reversal with 12 seconds on the clock in the third period, and she will win 2-0 over sophomore Brooke Williamson of Kettle Moraine. Tough loss for Brooke Williamson, the great niece, a friend, and longtime WIAA official Steve Williamson. Boy, that was a scoreless match for five minutes and 48 seconds, or 4:48, I guess, here in this round. And she loses it by a 2-0 score.
Still working on the cleanup there for Ethan, but he does hold his 2-point lead. It's guys cleaning up the mat, cleaning up the wrestlers.
Boy, we've got low-scoring matches to watch. Kate Parrish is leading his 2-0. Ethan Hady has a 2-0 lead, and the match there ended in a 2-0 score.
Looks like they're almost ready to go here as Kay from Lodi is out there. He's getting set. Here comes Ethan. The official gets him to cover. Off the whistle they go. And Ethan lets him go. So 2-1 now, Haiti. Cage dives in for a single leg. Haiti's trying to get a standing cradle there. He doesn't get it. He's got to just fight to stay out of that takedown. Work to get a takedown. Right now he's working his cross face there, trying to peel back. And a good job blocking it. We're going to have another stalemate. He's got to get the first shot here. His collar ties. There's a shot again from Caves. Again, down low on the ankle. What's that mean? This has got to get on the other side of that to see that mean, that bottom mean. We're going to have another stalemate. Officials not wasting a lot of time now calling those stalemates. They get down in there, and both guys more or less have the same hold. Ethan goes for another takedown. Now a short fireman coming around the way. He's got to pop his head. He's got the takedown. That's going to help with a three-point takedown. And 30 seconds to go with a 5-1 lead now for Ethan. Big takedown to get that there.
Meanwhile, Cade Parrish's 2-0 lead has evaporated. He gave up an escape at the end of the second period. And then I'm not sure where the other point came at the start of the third, but now a takedown for his opponent, Larson from River Falls, Oliver Larson. And now Parrish trails 5-2 with 25 seconds left.
Meanwhile, we're down to the final 5 seconds, and Ethan's going to win this match by a final score of 5-1 for the senior. He's going to wrestle later on today for the fifth place. So congratulations to Ethan.
He will be a 3-time state place winner. 6th as a sophomore, a state runner-up last year. Tough loss in the quarterfinals Thursday night, but he's won twice since then, and he'll wrestle later today.
Now, Chase Matt is nearing the end here. Kate Parrish of Leechburg down in the final few seconds, down by 2. But he's not going to quite have enough time to get a reversal. He's going to end up losing that match by a score of 5-3 if he's defeated by Oliver Larson from River Falls.
Well, let's take a break. We'll be back with more from Madison in a moment. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Going to have to keep our eyes open, David Werman, watching 8 mats or trying to in this session. And people all over the place trying to focus in on area wrestlers. Do we have anybody out there right now?
Rhett Shirley from Dodgeville.
Let's take Rhett.
Okay.
he is on map 5, that would be.
Checking in on map number 2.
I'm sorry, map 6. And he's currently leading 7-1. He's currently leading 7-1. Rhett Curley, a sophomore from Dodgeville. Another one, another tough wrestler for the Dodgeville Dodgers. He's facing Christian Mazel from Athletes Boulevard.
Well done. These names, a lot of them are not easy.
And there's the gate for Mazel. So now we got a 72 lead for Curley. This is Division 2, 126. They go out of bounds. They work their way back to the center circle. Curley was defeated Thursday by the number one seeded wrestler, and that gets him into the wrestle back, and then he's been winning since then. And now he is enjoying a 5-point lead. 10 seconds to go, 7-2. He's the number 9 seeded wrestler. Mazel is the number 5 seeded wrestler. And the end of the period, I guess, is 1 second. So they run that off. All right, now we'll have the flips here. Choice is going to be with Mazel. He's going to go down.
I want to give an update that Liam Carey of Mineral Point, freshman, won his match 4-3 during the time that Ethan Haiti and Kate Parrish were wrestling. But Liam, a winner, 4-3. He will place here as a freshman for the Pointers. He'll be wrestling for fifth place against Martez Sheard of Aquinas as a renew acquaintances. That'll be a good match. Also, the speaking of Mineral Point, Noah Walker of Ellsworth is doing his impersonation of Elliot Kite. Noah was a late addition to the state tournament, won his first match, then won the quarterfinal, but he's won twice. And the late addition from Ellsworth, Noah Walker, will place here at state, just like Elliot Kite did at the sectional for Mineral Point.
Meanwhile, Rhett Curley got the escape, got the takedown, added 4 to his score, takes the lead 11-4. And he gives up the free escape to Mazel, so I believe it could be 11-5.
Wilmot Union, Morgan Rutherford against Taya Johnson of the action.
Right now we go off the edge of the mat. I'll say it, battle in the center circle with collar ties. 11-5. Looking the edge of the circle is Curley. Looking for more takedowns here. Tough kid on his feet. And he tries to slide by. And the attempt to throw there by Mazel, but slips. The 3-point takedown goes to Curley. And they reach their way back to center circle as they go out of bounds. The sit out by Mazel. The goal still in favor of Curley. We're 25 seconds to go. 14-5 lead. Gives up the escape. 14-6. Now Mazel's trying to throw of any sort here. Desperation move. Warning against Curley. And there's the end of the match. 14-6 is your final for Rhett Curley of Dodgeville.
And Rhett will place, wrestle for fifth place later on. At the end of this round, they will start the fifth place matches and also the third place matches, which are the losers from last night's semifinals
Those matches will run concurrently here at the Kohl Center. Speaking of concurrent matches, how about the parents of the Poplawski sisters from New Berlin West Eisenhower girls team? They're both in the on-deck circle on mats 3 and 4, respectively. Natalia is a senior. Amelia is a junior. The Poplawski sisters will be wrestling at the same time here at State on adjacent mats, and the same goal in place, a win, puts them wrestling for fifth place later on for the girls as well. I don't see anybody else real local coming up, Bill. They have an Adams Friendship wrestler coming out there right now on mat 6. This might be a good one, Caleb Wiseman. And his opponent is William Christopher. Not the same one that spent years as part of the MASH cast, the popular TV series. Of course, none of these wrestlers know anything about MASH.
Father Mulcahy.
But this is William Christopher. Wrestling, Christopher is from New London. Wrestling Caleb Wiseman of Adams Friendship coming out of that Wisconsin Dell sectional.
Still 0-0 here as they just work their route on their feet right from the score table. And there's a slide by for Christopher. Christopher is in red, yeah. Adams Friendship has the green singlet. Not that you can see that green singlet, but you can imagine that green singlet.
He's also wearing the green leg band.
Yeah.
It comes in handy.
So the first score goes to William Christopher in New London. Caleb Wiseman comes to his feet, trying to get an escape, but Christopher's going to return him back to the mat. The goal still in favor of William Christopher. Now the escape goes to Wiseman. Got the underhook for Wiseman. Controlling that side. Tied up the other wrist, trying to look for a takedown here. There's a shot from Christopher. Now they're going to go off the edge of the mat. They got to go back to center. The officials encouraging to pick up the action here a little bit. There's a shot from Wiseman. Good defense there from Christopher as he comes up with the takedown instead of Wiseman. Going to put him up 6-0. And now Wiseman's looking for near fall, but he's going to lose it all. No near fall, and Wiseman comes up with the reversal. 6-3 now lead for Christopher. Less than a minute to go in the second period. Right to right side in the referee position, trying to get a breakdown is Wiseman. Just can't flatten him out there. Now the official's going to red. Red is Christopher from New London. He gets warned for stalling. Now the arm bar coming. Oh, he can't quite get it hooked up as he loses the arm. Now he's got to work back to behind the hip, which he does. A good job working straight behind the hip. Almost had that arm bar. That would have been a tight move. And he's down to just a couple seconds here. So at the end of the second period, it is a 6-3 lead in favor of William Christopher of New London.
All those years, I saw William Christopher wearing green. But
yeah.
His opponent is wearing green today.
So we'll start this third period. And Wiseman is in the bottom position. Wiseman's in the top position. And the leg band come off. Get that red leg band out of the way. Wiseman continues to work on top here. Looking for a good breakdown. Roll right into a pinning combination. in that arm underneath, trying to get his arm bar, but Wiseman just struggling to get it. Now he gets the breakdown, trying to hook up a cradle is Wiseman. Christopher on the bottom, battling, trying to feel those hands. Wiseman just can't get the turn, though, as Christopher comes back to his knees. Just trying to bury that head, locking up a cradle. Just not quite tough enough to get it here. Officials right down there looking at it. And we're going to have a potentially dangerous. So they get set back here. That'd be a William Christopher on Mass. Never had his hair colored orange either. Wiseman trying to get that cradle again off the breakdown here. Trying to do it from the knees. Control still in favor of Wiseman, but not in a very good spot here. Sister able to face him and trying to hook the leg. Now Wiseman comes back. Still not able to score points here to get this thing tied up. Now we're going to get 1 point for Wiseman for stalling against Christopher. That gets it within reach because now it's 6-4. Near fall will win it for him, but he's just struggling to get a turn here. A little far on front again. I'm not sure what this move is, but he's really wrenching on it. But we're going to have a, that's the whistle. 6-4 victory for William Christopher. Father Mulcahy from New London over Caleb Wagman of Adams Christian.
We'll take a break. Be back in a bit. Coming up in the not-too-distant future, Chloe LaRue of Cuba City Event in Southwestern. I'd like to take a look at what her wrestle, but on this very same mat where Caleb Wiseman was wrestling. In a moment, we will have Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien and Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville, a matchup of area wrestlers. When we return, this is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
WRCO. Glad to have you along on a Saturday morning, along with David Werman. I'm Bill Twining. We are at the State Wrestling Tournament, where this morning we what consolation round action. It's a win or go home, basically. You win this match, you then wrestle for fifth place at the completion of this round. If you lose this match, your tournament is over. Anybody that wrestles here at Stateville, what an accomplishment, what a thrill. And congratulations to all of them. Let's pick up action on mat number six, David.
Mat number six has Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien, and his opponent, as Bill mentioned, Nathan Johnson, the junior from Dodgeville, two teams we've seen several times throughout the tournament season.
Another good team from
Dodgeville, and of course Mason and Junior from Prairie du Chien. It is a 3-2 lead for Johnson. Johnson has the lead with 1 minute to go in the second period.
We mentioned the Poplowski sisters of New Berlin West, Eisenhower. Well, the junior Amelia lost 12-7. The senior Natalia is currently leading 3-1 in the second period.
45 seconds to go in the Herd Johnson match. Guys tied up on their feet. On the far edge of the mat from us. Dodgeville's got a different uniform on. Prairie du Chien got a different uniform on.
I'm wearing my championship whites, but I won't reveal them until tonight. We'll have an attire reveal. You've heard of bracket reveals and all that kind of stuff. And the most latest craze was the birthday cake reveal on Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
6 seconds to go in the second period. Still 3-2 lead for Johnson. They go off the mat again right in front of the scores table. Time runs out. We'll go into the third period. It's going to be Johnson's choice. Yeah, Johnson's choice. He's going to go down. Coach Rod Muller, Coach Ryan Lord over there. Off the whistle. Not much movement off the whistle here as Bird is controlling Johnson. Johnson does come to his feet, races around, gets the wizard in, and the escape. He's going to take a 2-point lead now. 42 lead for Johnson as they go off the mat. Get back to center here. We'll keep an eye on that match. I'll just peek over to Matt 7. It's got Brock Hinderman, Iowa Grant Island. He's in the middle of the first period with a 3-0 lead, trying to get a pin. Meanwhile, we're still at 4-2 for Nathan Johnson.
Hinderman's got a nice cradle in and is getting those back points, and there's the pin that you mentioned. It took him only a minute. 36 seconds, actually, for Hinderman. Tough loss earlier in the tournament, but he has bounced back nicely.
Nice. 1 minute to go in the Herd Johnson match. Sounds like a law firm. Johnson up 4-2. And Johnson's got a high leg up in the air, trying to get a dump here. Get the Herd down to the mat. Try to ride this out for 40 seconds for Johnson. Right out near the edge of the mat there. No advancement, and they do end up going off. Still in the neutral position with 24 seconds, 2.8 for Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville. Junior 38-12, Nathan Herd Director, Junior 50-10. 60 matches he's got in. Now they circle, and the warning calling against Johnson, but it's not going to matter. We've got 10 seconds here. There's the attempt from Herd. Johnson's able to crawl out, and they end up going off the mat, still in the neutral. With 4 seconds, 4-2.
Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point is in the not too distant future.
There's our final as the last few seconds tick off. It is a 4-3 victory for Nathan Johnson from Dodgeville, Division II, 138 pounds.
So Nathan will place. He'll medal here at state, wrestling for fifth place later. The season ends for junior Mason Herd of Prairie du Chien right here, one win shy of the placement round. Natalia Poplowski won her match. The elder of the two sisters moves on to wrestle for fifth. Her sister Amelia, one match shy. Chloe LaRue of Cuba City Benta Southwestern is on deck on mat 4.
That's a couple of minutes away anyway. Maybe recap what we've had, what we've seen so far today. David, I'll do that. You can keep your eyes open for Chloe LaRue on mat 4. That will be the next one we'll pay attention to. And Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point is in the hole on mat 8. He's two matches away there. Division 2 at 106 pounds. Both Carson Bassett of Fenimore and Owen Dorshorst of Lodi won their matches. The freshmen will renew acquaintances for fifth place. Division 2 at 106 a bit later on. William Prattville of Lancaster was defeated 7-0 by Will Obermuller of Glenwood City. So the tournament ends for sophomore William Prattville of the Flying Arrows. Coda Perney of GEP Melrose Medoro, a junior, also lost in this round. His tournament came to a close, as did that of Jaron Grimsley, a senior from North Crawford Seneca. He lost to Colton Weiler of, or make that Carson Weiler of Auburndale. Boy, the Weilers just don't run out. Colton is also in this tournament. This is his freshman brother, Carson. In case you missed it, senior Ethan Haiti of Richland Center, the school's all-time winningest wrestler, has picked up another one, 5-1 moments ago over Briar Caves of Lodi. With that win, Haiti will now wrestle for fifth place against Noah Walker of Ellsworth. We were singing his praises earlier. That match will take place a bit later on. Both Liam Carey of Mineral Point and Martez Sheard of Aquinas won their matches and will face each other now for fifth place at 120 in Division 3. Couple of freshmen there. David called the win for sophomore Rhett Spurley of Dodgeville. Rhett will wrestle for fifth place, Division 2 at 146. Tyler Paulson, a freshman from Aquinas, was defeated. His tournament came to a close. The same for Caleb Wiseman of Adams Friendship. We talked about that. And moments ago, Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville was a 4-3 winner over Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien. Well, it's been a tough tournament for Cuba City Benton Southwestern, with the exception of a young lady we're going to talk about here in just a moment, Chloe LaRue, here at the state tournament. The three boys that made it down here, Evan Curtis, Bryce Buxton, and Landon Bush. Aww. You heard that. And it's Cassie Bondi's fault. Cassie Paulson, the River Valley grad that is now teaching in the Stoughton District, she's the PA voice you hear in the background, came up to visit prior to the broadcast, which is very nice to spend some time with her. But she just announced an overtime match on the mat where we've been promoting Chloe LaRue, Cuba City Benton Southwestern. So we have to wait a bit longer. But we're also getting closer to Jacob Dannenberg, as another mat ended over there on mat number 8. So we'll keep our eyes open and wait for Chloe LaRue. Yeah, tough tournament for the Cuba City Benton Southwestern boys. But LaRue has made the state tournament a friendly place for fans of that wrestling program. We'll have to also watch Bill Matt 7 in the hole as well as Mr. Mexico West. Good eye. By the way, credit to David for getting us a monitor up here in press row so we can see close at hand what we sometimes strain our eyes to see at that big scoreboard above the Kohl Center floor. The other advantage of that monitor is when they go to an ad there, I don't think the ad comes up on the monitor.
It does not.
They put that big ad on the Jumbotron and we lose our scores.
Don't give them any idea.
No.
And the worst part is, above where the 8 matches are shown on the scoreboard, they've got the names, the scores, the clock ticking down, and above they have recent winners scrolling from right to left, and you watch and you see somebody win over somebody, and you just get to the score of a match that you missed, and they cut it out and go to a commercial. Oh, man, don't give them that idea for these laptops that are sitting here.
Yeah. Well, we're still in overtime on that, Matt. We're waiting to see LaRue from Cuba City Best Southwestern.
Looks like Waylon Hargrove of Aquinas is on his way to victory. He at least has a 3-point lead That is on mat number 7. Aquinas took a tough loss last night in Tyson Martin. Have you seen anything more on that?
I have not seen that one.
Tyson, a 2-time state runner-up, was injured 7 seconds into his semifinal, and the match ended.
Looked like his elbow, as we could see. He was able to get up and shake hands and so forth, but his elbow didn't look good. If I remember right, it was his right elbow, and I would be surprised if he's going to wrestle again, but he's had a few medical forfeits already pop up. Aiden Gillen, as I mentioned earlier, from Boston, Mateta, won't be wrestling. That's another local kid that we've seen use medical forfeited.
And we found out that his dad, Randy, is the principal at Boston High School. I tell you what, you don't want to get out of line when you have a principal the size of Randy Gillen.
No.
All right, Hargrove has finished off that victory. Waylon Hargrove of Aquinas. Do we have a final, or is that match still going?
Still going. There's a lot of discussion between the official and each coach at different times. Eric Rukoff, meanwhile, maintains the wrestlers out there. He's been getting a lot of exercise back and forth.
Well, some of us could use it. I know I do. I can't.
So there is a final, though. It is a 3-2 victory for Kapla from Pulaski.
It's interesting that you hear about the AR, the associate referee or assistant referee. When Eric is that man, he is the ERAR, Eric Rukoff, assistant ref.
That opens up the mat now for Chloe LaRue.
They must have heard us talking.
That's right, must have. She's facing Keegan Simpson from Oregon. The girls are on the mat. We're waiting for the scoreboard to get set. 1 minute on the clock. And there it goes. Good match here. Two seniors, similar records. Chloe with a record of 42-2, and Keegan with a record of 44-7. So these two programs are getting a lot of matches for these girls throughout the season. Obviously, the girls' program is continuing growing over the years, and this year, if you haven't heard, they are awarding a team champion trophy this year for the girls. And in the near future, they're going to have a team state tournament for the girls. That's a couple of years down the road, I believe. First takedown, let's go to Chloe LaRue, Cuba City Bet in Southwestern. She's got the early lead here with the closing 5 seconds in the first period. And she rides this out. We'll have the flip of the disc. Comes up green. Green would be Chloe. She's going to defer to Simpson. Simpson chooses neutral. Similar uniforms, but nice thing with Oregon that's got a big O on the front.
And the Cuba City singlets mix the colors of the three schools.
Ooh,
they get
that
blue stripe on there that helps.
So now we're in the neutral position, as that was Simpson's choice. Those girls in a collar tie, side to side in the center of the circle. They get snapped down there by LaRue as they end up going off the mat. Good activity there from the ladies. LaRue is the number 4-seeded wrestler coming into the tournament. Simpson, as a senior, is the number 10-seeded wrestler. Good match here, as we keep mentioning. The winners of this match will wrestle for fifth place. There's a takedown for Simpson from Oregon. The loser will be out of the tournament. After these consolation matches, they'll roll into the fifth place and third place matches.
under a minute to go now, 3-3 tie. And Simpson is riding. He's got LaRue flat right out on the mat here. LaRue does work her way back up to her base. Hands and knees.
Carson Weather.
Are under a minute here. We're about 30 seconds to go. Locked hands now against Simpson. So LaRue's going to get a penalty point and the reversal.
Nice.
Three-point move there, excuse me. One-point penalty, two-point reversal. Now she's trying to side-to-side from half Nelson. Sorry, points at it on, gets her up to a 6-3 lead here. A couple seconds to end the period. They go into the third period. It's going to be Chloe Stoich.
Maybe next year they could change the scoring and make the reversal three.
Yeah.
Why give all the advantages to the offensive wrestler? If you're down, why not get an extra point when you get out of it?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll mention it.
It's easier for us, too. So Chloe does take the bottom position here to start this third period with a three-point lead.
You're waiting for Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. He's on deck on mat number 7. Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point on deck on mat number 8.
And Chloe is still in the bottom here. I can see she's fighting to get hand control and then working her way up. She's holding a good base there. Hands and knees as Simpson drapes over the top there. Maybe trying to lock up a cradle. Gives up on that. I believe he warned Chloe for stalling there. I seen the green wrist go up. Green wristband go up.
Mm-hmm.
He had a green wrist. He better go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And they go off the mat. Still control in favor of Simpson.
Wrestling a mat from
Oregon.
From Neillsville, Greenwood Royal, Jacob Lucker against Carter Reeves.
He gets set. There is Lou takes the bottom. Goes right to that hand control.
We're on mat 83, 144
maintainer base.
J.J. Adamitis.
1 minute to go in this match. 6-3 lead in favor of Corey LaRue. And Cedar City Bet and Southwestern. Gets to her feet. Now she's got to turn and face her, and she does. Almost going off the mat, but is able to cut the corner and faces her. Gets the 1 point escape. Now she's up by 4, 7-3. 35 seconds to go. Ooh, a nice attempt there from Simpson. Couldn't finish the fireman. Looking like she's going to give up the takedown to Chloe. Nice job for Chloe LaRue adding 3 more. Now with a 7-point lead and 20 seconds to go. Take control, got the arm bar and a half. She's driving her over looking for a pin here. She's got time. She's got about 12 seconds. Not quite up there, but now we got some near fall coming. And we're going to get a pin with 1 second left in the match.
How about that?
4 minute, 59 second pin for Chloe LaRue. Cedar City Bet and Southwestern. So she'll wrestle later on today for fifth place.
Well, the Jacob Dannenberg match has started, but so has the one with Nolan Waldner. David, he's on mat number 7. If you want to pick on one, he's wrestling Logan Peterson from Cumberland.
No, he's not.
He's not?
Bryce Eichhoff from Deerfield.
Oh, they haven't moved the screen yet. Who put this monitor in front of me where I could make a mistake?
I won't tell anybody. Between you and I. They are wrestling, though.
Actually, it's not between you and I. It's over here to my right.
Yeah, okay. It is Bryce Eichhoff from Deerfield, senior 55-5. Nolan doing a good job. There's a nice takedown. Quick move. We had Troy Clary on last night, and he's been impressed with Nolan the last few weeks. He's really done well, wrestling from his feet, focused on his offense. And I'm just a firm believer in if you can wrestle on your feet, you watch these kids, and good takedown positioning, and you can win a lot of matches. Nolan's done a good job this year, got 40 victories. We do have injury time from Eichhoff here.
Looks like he's favoring his left arm. I didn't see anything happen, but
that's what I knew. The guy just thinking
about the left wrist, it looks like. He's not comfortable, I can tell you that. Eichhoff, from the senior from Deerfield, looks to be in some pain on his left wrist. But they got a trainer out there now. Jammed his finger or something else. But the three-point lead there in favor of Nolan.
Jacob Dannenberg has a 2-1 lead, and that guy being interviewed to your left might as well be on all of our networks at the same time.
He's
that guy's voice
up.
Carries as well as anybody I've ever heard.
Yeah, he's definitely fired up. Yeah, oh boy.
Want to pick up and...